This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Here's an advance look at the next big industry that could face trouble. It's not the banks. It's not the car companies. It's Hollywood, the people who bring you both movies and TV. Maybe it's appropriate that one of this summer's hit films is called The Hangover.
What's going on?
There's a jungle cat in the bathroom!
Okay. I'll check it out.
Oh, hey.
He's not kidding. There's a tiger in there.
This movie about some guys who wake up in Las Vegas with no idea what happened the night before, maybe making lots of money, but the entertainment industry overall is not. Hollywood insiders say the industry has never seen such trouble. Reporter Kim Masters is covering this story. She joins us. Hi, Kim.
Hi, Steve.
One of the reasons we're talking about this today is because of the departure of a prominent television executive, Ben Silverman.
Yes, Ben Silverman was the co-chairman of NBC. He's leaving after failing to pull NBC out of fourth place. He was a pretty colorful character, and he's been on the job just about 2 years, a little more than 2 years, and he is both a symptom of what is wrong with NBC and, more broadly, what's wrong with the television industry. NBC had hired him because he was supposed to be a young, hot guy who had been a producer of The Office and Ugly Betty. He then proceeded to produce a string of flop TV shows. Now, he said his mandate was to reinvent television, which is necessary at this point because television is in trouble. Why is television in trouble? Because
nobody's buying any advertising. Let me just guess.
That's part of it. When we say nobody's buying any advertising, you know, every year the networks and have their upfront, they present their shows to the advertisers. And in the past several years, they've done about $9 billion worth of business. This year, that number is going to be way down. They don't even have deals yet. Normally, these deals are sewed up within a few weeks of May. Now, there is a standoff between the advertisers and the networks, and there's going to be a significant drop in that number. So that's why. Now, was Ben Silverman a guy who had the proper experience? No. But he has finally departed. He's going to work for Barry Diller, IAC, his company, and create some kind of content, hopefully with more success than he did at NBC.
What made him so colorful? You said he was colorful.
He had quite a reputation as a party guy and was throwing very over-the-top parties, in some cases with scantily clad women. In fact, a live tiger at one of these parties before the Emmys a couple years ago.
Just like the movie we were hearing the clip from.
Just like the movie, speaking of tigers. I will miss him because of the color that he provided.
So, I thought that was the formula for success in Hollywood, though. Sounds like the industry must be changing.
It already changed a lot. You know, GE owns NBC. So those are button-down guys. It's not as fun as it used to be.
Well, you talk about button-down executives. Are any of those button-down executives going to be closing down some studios as revenues go down?
Well, yes, the movies are also in trouble because the economy has just put a stop to the buying of DVDs in the way that it used to go on. And that is where the studios make their money now. When you see a movie that has $100 million at the box office, the studio doesn't get to keep all of that. They get maybe half of that. And they are looking more and more for years now to the DVD to provide their real bread and butter.
These movies are so expensive, a hit may actually lose money at the box office, right?
Oh, yes. You will see, for example, that this past weekend, G-Force was number one with a $30-something million opening. That movie cost closer to $200 million than $100 million. It's an astonishing amount of money. And you know, you can't make that back when you're not going to sell as many DVDs. And you're seeing all of these studios posting drastically reduced numbers when they report their financial results. So they are very worried that this is not a temporary thing, that consumers will have just finally broken the DVD habit as they can see that, you know, likely in the future, more and more, they will be watching movies online.
What does that mean for moviegoers?
Well, what we've seen this summer is, you know, a couple of the movies that everybody talks about and everybody is jealous of at the studios are Transformers 2 and The Hangover. And The Hangover is, you know, is a raunchy R-rated comedy. Didn't cost that much. That's like the dream hit because there's so much profit. And Transformers 2, that's the kind of movie, hugely expensive movie to make. And the studios feel this pressure to aim for that kind of big event movie. And if, you know, a few of those fail, that's going to be a terrific shot to the bottom line for these studios. And it's going to be, I think, if you talk to the guys who really look at the macro pictures of these media companies, they do believe that some of these studios will go out of business or consolidate and essentially disappear in the next few years.
Kim Masters hosts member station KCRW's show, The Business. Kim, always good to talk with you.
It's a pleasure, Steve.